the state of aviation in America, from the FAA's acting administrator. I'm Paul Plack, and this is Aero News. Welcome into this Aero News special feature. The 33rd annual FAA Aviation Forecast Conference offered aviation leaders a chance to meet, look forward, and share their views on the future of the aviation industry. Congestion and environmental issues were the hot agenda topics for the two-day event, March 10th and 11th, but a non-agenda item was stealing the headlines as the conference began. In his opening remarks, the FAA's acting administrator, Robert Sturgill, discussed what the agency sees in the future, but not before offering his remarks on the Southwest Airlines maintenance controversy and the charges by the Professional Airway System Specialists Union that the FAA is too cozy with the airlines it's supposed to regulate.
Good morning and thanks for coming. Let me echo Dan's comments and welcome you to Washington. But before we get going, I'd like to comment on some things that have been said following a high-profile event involving one of our major commercial air carriers about the need for cleaning house, that the FAA is too cozy with the airlines. I reject that suggestion. It is because of the system we have put in place today where everyone is dedicated to safety and aviation professionals can raise safety concerns without fear that flying is far, far safer than ever. And the numbers prove it. The traveling public is counting on us to get it right today and to keep getting it right tomorrow. Today's complex aviation system demands a modern regulatory approach that takes into account both enforcement and cooperative elements. Later this week, we'll be meeting with all of our senior safety managers, looking at what went wrong, where we as an agency need to improve, discussing best practices, and finding ways to continually improve our system of safety oversight. One thing's for certain, we cannot rest. We must continue to demand the highest standard. That's what the public wants, and that's what we will deliver. And it's going to take all of us, the FAA, the industry, and the Congress, to make it happen. A word about our inspectors. They are dedicated safety professionals, and they're tough as nails. As someone who's been on the receiving end of more than a few check rides, I consider myself an expert on the matter. One thing we all knew was that when it came to the inspectors, there was no wiggle room. You either hit the numbers or you didn't fly. You know, it's one thing to ask tough questions and demand tougher answers. It's vital, for example, that we constantly examine and re-examine our safety processes, procedures, and protocols and develop lessons learned from events like this. But it's entirely another to call into question the very integrity of our entire aviation system. Safety is serious business, and we're serious about our business. And it's because we take things seriously that the forecast looks the way it does overall. So let's get on with why we're here.
We'll hear the rest of Robert Sturgill's remarks at the FAA's annual forecast conference in a moment. I'm Paul Plack, and you're listening to a special feature from Aero News.
Diamond's DA-42 Twin Star is General Aviation's ultimate flying machine. Fly fast with the confidence of a twin for the cost of a single. Go direct over water or rugged terrain and cover great distances in the first and only piston aircraft with an advanced airframe, avionics, and engines. The DA-42 gives you options you've never had before, including the Garmin G1000 and no ice protection. Go where you want, when you want, fast and for less. Visit Diamond on the web at www.diamondair.com or call 888-359-3220.
Finally, aviation headsets have evolved. Clarity Aloft is the next generation of headset design for a number of reasons. Clarity Aloft headsets are known for the superior clarity of sound. They're lightweight but rugged enough to meet military specifications. Best of all, they boast better noise reduction than ANR in the speech frequencies that matter most to you. For more information, call 612-747-3197 or check out the innovative Clarity Aloft headset on the web at clarityaloft.com.
Welcome back to this Aero News special feature. I'm Paul Platt. We continue now with FAA Acting Administrator Robert Sturgill's opening comments at the agency's annual forecast conference as the topic moves to aviation's growth and challenges and how the FAA will address managing the 21st century airspace.
The FAA Aviation Forecast Conference is one of the most anticipated events on the FAA calendar. If you want to know where the pulse of aviation lies and where things are headed, it's right here for the next 2 days. The pulse is strong and healthy. Looking at the industry today, load factors remain high. Fact is, they've gone through the roof in the last 5 years. We've had an almost 10-point gain since 2002. That culminated in a record last year with 765 million passengers, or more than 2 million a day. People want to fly. There's also an interesting development unfolding within different segments of the market. The airline business is solid in certain geographic areas. That, unfortunately, contributes to congestion. Meanwhile, the carriers are pulling back elsewhere. These dynamics are forcing the industry as a whole to respond in ways to congestion we've never had to before. We'll hear more about this in this morning's first panel discussion. And later this morning, Secretary Peters will make a major announcement on the congestion front. But the story for 2008 is clear. The fundamentals of the industry, continued growth, cheap ticket prices, are vibrant down the road. With that said, in the near term, we're seeing a definite pause in growth. We didn't have one in last year's forecast, but this year it's pretty clear. We're talking flat growth in operations and slow growth in passengers. What that means is that our 1 billion mark slips a year from 2015 to 2016. So the question there is why? Why the pause? Well, it's a series of cascading events, really. $100 for oil, an economic picture that's in flux, potential consolidations, and credit market woes. That credit crunch even spurred IATA to cut its global air traffic forecast for 2008. Even still, the demand for aviation services will continue to rise in the long run. Over the next few years, international markets will grow twice as fast as domestic markets. We see a definite change in the regional air carrier industry, with a trend toward more larger RJs that have over 50 seats. And there's still a big tailwind for corporate aviation. All of this activity has implications for various airports. From an operations standpoint, we predict that on average, every year from now until 2025, we're going to add the equivalent of JFK, LaGuardia, and Newark combined into the system. That means an already congested airspace has got to be able to accommodate that many more operations per year. Now, when you say things like that, the cynics will tell you immediately that the sky is falling. That's not the case, because we can meet that demand if we transform the way we do business. It's called NextGen, the Next Generation Air Transportation System. And it takes us from a ground-based operation into the satellite area with a system that is much more automated than it is today. The congestion, the delays, the inefficiency, they all add up to why we need to make this move and make it now. I'm proud of the fact that the journey to NextGen is already underway, and it's coming more into being each day. We're ramping things up. We're accelerating next-gen routes, R&P and RNAV, into busy areas like Chicago, DFW, and New York. Required navigation performance and area navigation are capabilities that use an aircraft's onboard technology and GPS to fly more accurate and predictable flight paths. They increase navigation accuracy, they improve safety, and they improve efficiency. Doesn't get much better than that. In fact, we've increased our production of RMP approaches this year from 50 to 69, and we're going to look to ratchet that number up even higher. Over in the Gulf of Mexico, we're going to add ADS-B coverage so that planes can fly closer together without compromising safety. What it means for the Gulf is this. For the first time, not only will we be providing air traffic control services to low-altitude helicopter operations which go to and from the oil platforms, but we'll also be setting up high-altitude routes as well. From the Gulf, we go to the busiest airspace in the country, New York. We're deploying the traffic management advisor to JFK and LaGuardia and connecting it to the Washington, D.C. area. This will allow us to sequence incoming planes more efficiently from as far away as 100 miles and achieve capacity gains of 3 to 5%. We're working with the Port Authority of New York and New Jersey to deploy what's known as a surface management system at JFK. This will improve the airline's ability to plan ground operations, resulting in reduced noise, fuel, and emissions, and increased efficiency. You know, I could go on, but I think you get a good sense for what we're doing in the here and now. We're not waiting around for the big bang or a flip of the switch. NextGen is transformational, and it's happening now, and we're moving ahead. Despite the near-term pause in growth this year, we can't afford to let up, and we're not. People want to fly plain and simple, and the FAA is doing everything we can to keep them flying and flying safely. The forecast for aviation, from where I stand, it's strong indeed. Thank you.
You can find video of Robert Sturgill's address in the archives at aero-tv.net. In the next few days, we'll also hear the remarks from Transportation Secretary Mary Peters at the conference. You've been listening to a special feature from Aero News. I'm Paul Plack. Thanks for listening. Have a clear and unlimited day.